Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And today we're going to continue talking about the synagogue of Satan. Now, let me start out by saying this right away. When we talk about the synagogue of Satan, we're not talking about a race of people or an ethnicity. We're talking about a religion. A synagogue is a place of worship. Okay, so when the Bible talks about the synagogue of Satan, he's referring to the wicked religion of Judaism. It's a blasphemous religion. And God says those who practice it say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. We know that those who practice Judaism say they're Jews. According to Romans 2, 28 and 29, they're not Jews. According to Philippians 3, 3, they're not of the circumcision because they don't believe in Jesus Christ. Now in this passage, Revelation 3, 9, listen to this. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Now, why would God have to make those of the synagogue of Satan to know that he had loved the church at Philadelphia? He's speaking to a Gentile church at Philadelphia in Asia, and he says, I'm going to make the synagogue of Satan to know that I have loved thee. So whoever these people are in the synagogue of Satan, they somehow believe that God didn't love the church at Philadelphia, that God only loved them. You know, God loves the Jews, but the rest of you, well, sorry, you're just not of the chosen ones. So, you know, God doesn't love you. God doesn't care as much about you. That's a lie. And so the irony is that whenever you speak out against the synagogue of Satan, which is every Jewish synagogue, whenever you speak out against Judaism as a false religion, and whenever you speak out against ideologies like Zionism, you'll often be called a racist or anti-Semitic. But the irony is that those who are Zionist or those that follow Judaism are the racist, because they actually are the ones who believe that somehow because of their ethnicity, they're just automatically God's chosen people because they're physically of Abraham. And that we that are of a different ethnicity are somehow lower on the totem pole in God's eyes. So those of us who believe the truth about this, we're just teaching that God's not a respecter of persons. We're just teaching that we're all equal in God's sight when it comes to our ethnicity. Red and yellow, black and white. God isn't really interested in what color we are. We're all the same in God's eyes in that sense. So the one who is really the racist is the Zionist. The one who is teaching Judaism that somehow your ethnicity makes you special in God's eyes. Well, not in the New Testament. We're all of God's people in the New Testament. We're all of one blood, and it's our belief in Jesus Christ that makes us God's chosen people. And you know what? God loves us just as much as he loves the so-called Jews today.